Now to the timely topic of taxes. Congratulations to those of you who have filed already, and here's some inspiration for those of you who have not. The IRS reports that midway through this tax season, record tax refunds are being sent out. The average refund is more than $2,400, a lot of cash to spend. Here to help us spend it wisely is Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post, and she's Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor. Michelle, welcome back to the program. And if you should get one of these checks, what's the first thing you should do?
Well, for many people, the first thing they should do is pay down debt. So many people are strapped with credit card debt. They get a refund like this, a sizable one, and right away they want to do something else with it other than pay down their debt. And many times they're paying interest rates of 12, 13, 14, 18% interest. The best thing you can do with that money, the best investment, is to pay down debt if you have a sizable amount of debt.
All right, pay down debt. How about investing with a refund?
Well, if you don't have any credit card debt and you've got your handle on, say, some other things, then I think that it's a good opportunity to invest if you haven't done it already. If you are trying to save for your retirement, if you have children that you want to send through college, this is the perfect opportunity to take this lump sum of money and open up that investment account that you keep promising to do, but you never get around to because you never have any money.
All right. Well, some experts recommend people use the refund to make an extra mortgage payment. Is that a good idea, do you think? Can that make a difference?
It can definitely make a difference if you do it this year and continue to do it. Listen, say if your monthly mortgage payment is about $1,200 a month.
Uh-huh.
If you take that refund and divide it up, put the rest in a bank, and make an extra payment every month of, say, $100, you can knock that 30-year mortgage down to 22 years or less and save yourself hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest. So if you haven't listened to me before and you're still getting a refund, because you know you shouldn't be getting it anyway, but if you still do, take some of that money and start paying down on your mortgage and reduce that mortgage payment so that you can retire that debt sooner rather than later.
How about boosting your basic savings account?
Yep. That is such a basic thing that some people just feel like that's just a waste of money. I've got to do something else with it. But if you don't have an emergency fund, a stash of money, that rainy day fund put away, you're putting yourself into jeopardy if anything happens. You know, my grandmother, Big Mama, used to say, you need a rainy day fund. Why? Because it always rains.
These aren't really emergencies. They're things you can plan on.
That's right. You know, I mean, if you're driving a car, you know it's going to break down eventually. If you have an appliance, you know, there's planned obsolescence, so you know something's going to break. So you need to have some money put away for those kinds of things.
How about a little fun thing with this money?
Now, Alex, what is fun? You know, listen, if you've covered all the other bases, the financial bases, you've got your emergency fund set up, you're saving for your retirement, if you've got kids, you've got money put in their college fund, then yeah, sure, have some fun with it finally. Go out to a nice dinner, take your boo, your hubby, or your girl out, or do something fun. I mean, you know, I'm not all save, invest. You know, you can have fun every once in a while.
Dear listeners, we'll stop there because we've heard Michelle Singletary say, take it and have a good time. Michelle is Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. Michelle, thank you.
You're so welcome.